This Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by BiPro, instant whey protein isolate supplement. BiPro is the ultimate whey protein isolate for those who want to build or maintain muscle mass. Order BiPro at BiProUSA.com.
Hey, once again, it's Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power. I'm here in Ann Arbor, Michigan today, the home of the Wolverines. We're in their beautiful new indoor football practice facility, and I'm with Dan John, world-renowned strength and coach and author, and he gave a heck of a talk this morning on training and training large groups. First of all, Dan, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks so much. It's really nice. This is a great idea. Yeah.
Dan, first of all, I think you mentioned a lot about Utah. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and what you do out there.
Yeah, I'm originally from South San Francisco, and then I went to Utah State to throw the discus. Graduated from 79, got a master's degree, looking for work, and there was no place, and ended up at a Catholic high school down in Salt Lake City. And then from there, I never left. I left for a couple years, and then, but I just came back. I've got a grandson now named Danny, and another Josephine's on her way, and so I'm kind of stuck there now.
What kind of athletes are you working with out there?
A huge mix. I've got some NFL guys, some Major League Baseball. I've got some people from the military, just regular people who I like to train a lot. Some people with some conditions that need some help. And I also volunteer coach at Westminster College as their throws coach. And so I get a mix.
Do you have a website where people could learn more about some of the training that you talk about?
DanJohn.net. It's pretty easy to find.
Perfect. I like easy. All right. Dan, this morning you spoke to over 230 coaches here that are signed up for this Michigan Football Strength Clinic, and you're here as a guest of Aaron Wellman, one of the speakers. What are some of the basic tips for training large groups of athletes? You talked about it. Give us a few of the tips.
Well, first off, it helps you to not think of them as a large group, but rather a single organism, like an amoeba or something like that, depending on the IQ of the group you got. Mm-hmm. If you think of them as one, it really helps you. So what we're going to do is this. We are all going to do this. This is the warm-up. Everybody has a basic human body, so we're all going to do the basic human movements. I think that's first and foremost. That's number one. Number two, it really does help to focus on the fundamentals constantly. You just have to be addicted to basics. And then I guess maybe number three is that you have to have a commitment to making sure you have good equipment choices. So if you have 100 kids and you have one TRX, you can't use it. If you have 100 kids and you have one machine, you really can't. You need 7 to 10 of everything. And so you have to make a kind of a commitment to your equipment.
You bring up TRX. We've been to several places and seen that in use. So yeah. What are some of the great aspects about that? It's a simple thing, but it has a lot of use.
Yeah, there's only a few things. There's a movement called the T, a movement called the Y, a movement called the I, and then the single arm rows. Though I like the doubles too. And it builds up that kind of the cobra muscles of the upper back. And it's really hard to hit those with a typical piece of equipment because we all cheat when we do our rowing work. North Americans cheat on rows. We just do. And it's funny, I was just talking to Tim over there about how I always recommend doing 25 Ts. And he goes, that's a lot. I said, well, because I know my athlete is going to cheat on most of them. So at least if I say 25, I know they'll get 8 good reps.
A lot of the things that you talked about and demonstrated, you know, it wasn't rocket science. It looked hard. But it wasn't rocket science. It was basic.
Yeah, I have some rules about exercises. And the biggest one is if you can't teach it quickly, you got to throw it out. Now, if I have an elite discus thrower, we're going to learn to snatch and clean and jerk. But everybody else, it might be hip thrusts and goblet squats. We're getting the same place, exact same movements. But you constantly have to think about time. Everyone asks me about rest periods. I always think about teaching periods. So some exercises take 3 seconds to teach. I'll have those.
Let's think about the multi-sport athlete. You know, what are some tips for training that multi-sport athlete?
I go back to the tradition. Your body is one piece. You're not Frankenstein. You're not a bunch of body parts. So if you focus on the fundamental human movements, and my list is push, pull, hinge, squat, loaded carry, and groundwork. I don't care what your list is, but if you just think of the human person as one piece, you get over that. So, yeah, it's true. Maybe we have to back off for a track athlete, you know, before region, state, whatever you have, sectionals or whatever. Yeah, maybe during the height of the football season, you want to back off. But that doesn't mean you're going to suddenly throw everything out. I don't believe in any kind of training specialization at all, ever. Now, that makes me a maverick in the whole community, but I don't believe that you train for specifics at all.
Coach, you did a pretty dynamic job out there yourself, just speaking, and, you know, you've got a lot of passion for your job. What's the most rewarding thing about doing what you do?
It's when your doctor is a former athlete, when your lawyer is a former athlete, when professors all over the world are your former athletes, when one of the most famous videographers in England is a former athlete, when your own children, who are your athletes, have their own children start teaching. My daughter just got Teacher of the Year, and so for me, it's not so much. I mean, I love it. I love the state championships, and I love the. But really, it's 10 years later, 15 years later, when I'll get an email or a phone call from a former athlete, and they say, "Hey, you know, I remember this one time," and they'll have a story about something I was trying to convey to them, and they found themselves saying, not quoting me, but speaking the word persona. I was speaking, my mouth was inside their head. And it's the strangest thing. And that's the great gift, to be generational in coaching.
Dan John, he's one of the strength coaches and professionals in our strength profession that's doing a great job, an enthusiastic job, and a passionate job working with athletes. Dan, thanks a lot for joining us with our program.
My pleasure.
And thanks for taking out a few minutes here at the clinic. Once again, super job speaking.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.